A lot of us like to pour a cup of tea with honey when we're feeling achy and stuffed up. But researcher Talal Alandijani wondered if honey might be good for more than just soothing a sore throat. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor at the University of Ottawa in Canada. He knew honey had been used on the skin for centuries to kill bacteria and wounds, and he wondered if there might be a way to use it with his patients. He treats people with chronic sinus infections that are resistant to antibiotics.
Then I thought, what if I could use it in the sinus where we use antibiotics but we still can't get rid of the infection? It's a natural product, it has less side effects, and it's less expensive.
So Alandijani chose four different types of honey. Clover and buckwheat honeys, which are common in North America. Manuka honey, which is grown in New Zealand and sold mostly in health food stores. And cider honey from Yemen, which is hard for Americans to find. He then grew bacteria in petri dishes. Some were free-floating, the kind killed by antibiotics. The others are called biofilms. They have a coating that resists medications, and they're the cause of chronic sinus infections and other diseases. Alandijani squirted the bacteria with antibiotics in one dish and honey in the other. The manuka and cider honey, along with the medications, killed the free-floating bacteria. The biofilms, though, were a different story. The antibiotics didn't kill them, but the honey did. In fact, the two foreign honeys killed about 90% of Pseudomonas and 60 to 70% of MRSA bacteria. Both can cause deadly infections. Alandijani presented his findings at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery, and he was swamped with questions from doctors and sinus patients eager to try it.
Even in the patients in our clinics who want us to treat them right now before even doing the trials or the animal studies, and they're willing to take the harm of it if there is any, because their disease is not treated till now.
Alandijani says the challenge is that the honey has to come in contact with the bacteria, so it would have to be diluted and injected into the sinuses. Dr. Murray Grossan is an ear, nose, and throat doctor in Santa Monica. He says the treatment looks promising.
They do use honey, you know, for stomach problems, stomach ulcers, and so on. So it probably would be pretty safe to put it into the sinus, but unfortunately we have to go through all sorts of protocol there.
In the meantime, stores in Alandijani's hometown of Ottawa have had an increase in sales of manuka honey after the study was reported. It's not cheap. Manuka honey can cost as much as $50 a jar. Alandijani says he used the regular manuka honey, nothing especially strong. And he can't vouch for its effectiveness if you just eat it. But he's now trying it on sinuses and animal studies. And soon, his patients with chronic sinusitis will have their chance to try it as well. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.